This is SB Nation Radio. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, time is short because I can't keep this thing on schedule. So let's go out to the SB Nation Radio guest line and bring in from SB Nation one of our Clemson beat reporters. He's Mark Gordon. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm going to throw you off the beaten path here before we get into Clemson versus Auburn and some Clemson football. We got a Twitter question. We got a Twitter poll up on Twitter. And it's in light of the decrease in traffic to Pornhub as during the Mayweather-McGregor fight. It left me to ask this question. If you had to go a year without one, which would it be? Porn or sports?
Porn. Easy answer.
Easy answer. All right. Well, you're in a majority. 82% of my audience thus far has voted they would give up porn for a year. Only 18% given up sports. So, easy answer.
That means I'm a man of the
people. More one-sided than I thought. Yeah, well, so far 82% to 18%. What do you say we talk some Clemson Tigers football since we're giving up porn? We'll talk sports.
I'm always up for that. Always up for Clemson football.
I knew that. Kelly Bryant at quarterback. Is this going to be a good replacement for the departed Deshaun Watson?
Well, there really is no replacement for Deshaun Watson. And Dabo Swinney came right out and said that. You know, before the first game, he went up to Kelly Bryant and said, hey, don't try to be Deshaun Watson. Be Kelly Bryant. And all eyes were on him. And he impressed. He was calm. He was cool. He was relaxed. Ended up 16 for 22, 236 yards. And this is somebody a lot of Clemson fans haven't seen him throw the ball before. The year before this and 2 years ago, he threw 9 passes in each one of those seasons. So it was a huge question of what's this kid going to do when he drops back and throws the ball. He was very accurate. He got the ball out of his hands quickly. He did miss a couple reads, but that's to be expected. And I think this is his team going forward. You know, you throw in the dynamic he has with his legs, and a lot came out with a quarterback competition at the beginning of the season. I think it's his team.
All right. So we had a solid replacement, a true dual threat option that will grow as a passer as the season moves along. Would that be fair to say real quick?
Absolutely. One thing that worries me is it's the wide receiver position, and I know that sounds silly coming from Clemson. It's just there's so many of them. Are you going to look for him to build a rapport with some of these wide receivers? And it's going to be tough when they're coming on and off the field so much. I think he's going to focus on his tight ends, which is going to be he's going to be the most focused individual on the field. He's going to be on there the most. So look for him to build a rapport with Milan Richard.
Well, you talk about a tight end being a great friend to a young quarterback or a quarterback that hasn't had a lot of reps. So it's a great running game. Travis Etienne stepping in at running back to replace the departed Wayne Gallman. And Gallman ran hard, ran bigger than his size, but also had burst and wiggle. Tell us about Travis Etienne and if this running game is going to miss a beat with no more Wayne Gallman.
I was really impressed with Travis Etienne and how he performed in the game on Saturday. And it's not just going to be him. Etienne actually came into the game ranked 4th on the depth chart. You know, they're really going to split their carries. If you take a look at the carries on the game, Etienne had 8, Kelly Bryant had 7, Tavian Feaster had 6, and C.J. Fuller had 7. And you throw in Adam Choice in there as well, they're really going to go with the hot hand, which I actually think, and I agree with you, I think a majority of the time it is going to be Travis Etienne. He's a smaller guy, but just like you said about Wayne Gallman, he's not afraid to go in between the tackles. And from his running, it kind of looked like he liked it. So I think he came in at 4th on the depth chart. He's certainly not going to stay there. He's elusive, he's fast, and he's got some fight to him.
Now you look at this defense, which I thought coming into the season was going to be the absolute strength of this football team. They return maybe the best front four in America. And it's overall, with their linebackers, a great front 7. Take us through that front 7, and at the same time, give us some thoughts on how the secondary, which is an unproven group that was, you know, affected by graduation and defections. Take us through the secondary and how you think this secondary is going to grow as this season goes along, especially with that front 7 in front of them.
Well, just like you said, the front 7, I think the front 7 is the best in the nation. Now, obviously, I'm a touch biased. But when you have the ability to take Christian Wilkins, who was a defensive end last year, and move him back into his natural position as defensive tackle, and you're pairing him with Dexter Lawrence, who is a 340-pound man-child. Now, you're looking at someone running up the middle at that and say, okay, I'm going to bounce it outside. Well, I've got Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryan on either side. And the linebackers, Kendall Joseph was fantastic on Saturday. He's just a ball hawk. He's going to go wherever the running back's going and make solid tackles. As opposed to the secondary, you really didn't see anything on Saturday. Kent State only threw the ball 5 times. It's truly a run-only option. But the secondary worries me a bit. They're replacing Cordrea Tankersley, who was selected by the Miami Dolphins in the 3rd round. Clemson had a habit of committing pass interference penalties last season. They would defend with their hands, they would grab, they would tug. And they had a really great idea in the offseason is they stuck boxing gloves on the defensive backs. And they say, you know what, you're not going to defend with your hands anymore. You're going to go out there, you're going to be technically sound, and you're going to defend with your feet. The safety position does worry me a bit. We saw a lot of improvement out of Tanner Muse in the spring. He's another guy who's not going to cover too much, but he's going to run up and run block or run defend. And the secondary does worry me a bit. It's been completely untested, and you're going up against Jarrett Stidham on Saturday, who can really fling the ball. So they're going to be tested early. They're going to be tested often, and it's really the biggest wild card on this team is the secondary.
You know, in our final 2 minutes together, let's give a thumbnail preview of this game and get your final thoughts. You talked about Jarrett Stidham and his ability to test an unproven secondary. You also have Petway returning at running back for the Auburn Tigers. And I understand that's a great front seven, but this could be quite a challenge for that front seven. Petway and Stidham give them a run-pass balance that could really challenge this Clemson defense, and in turn offensively, you know, that Auburn defense is real tough and could be a challenge for a young and untested Clemson Tigers offense. To kind of take us through this matchup in the final minute and a half here.
Yeah, speaking of man children, Cam Petway coming back is going to give a lot of people nightmares. He really is a human battering ram, and you know, when he needs a burst, you got Cam Martin, who only had 136 yards last week. It's really these two teams, you don't know what they're going to be yet, but it's strength versus strength. You're going to have Auburn running the football. You're going to have Clemson running the football. I said earlier that Clemson has the best front seven in college football. I think Auburn's also in the top 5. So you are going to have all 4 running backs for Clemson. You're going to have the big 2 for Auburn, and it's going to be a big old game of smash-mouth football. They're just going to be running into each other. The big wild card, it's going to be Stidham. Last week was his first start in 2 years. If he can calm himself down, and it's going to be a raucous atmosphere in Death Valley, he's really going to be the wild card. He can also do it with his feet. You know, it kind of bugs me that he gets this moniker as a pocket passer. You know, he ran the read option last week and took a 27-yarder to the house. So the big matchup is going to be Kelly Bryant versus Jarrett Stidham. And whoever comes out on top of that, I think, is going to be the victor.
All right. That's some great insight. Going to be a hell of a game. Certainly one of the more entertaining games on a jam-packed week 2 in college football. And, Mark, I can't thank you enough for giving us some insight into Clemson versus Auburn and indulging my sixth sense of humor and answering our Twitter poll question.
Of course. It was a pleasure to be here.
We'll do it again as the season unfolds because we know Clemson's going to be in the playoff chase, so we'll be talking a lot. Look forward to once again.
Looking forward again.
You got it. Bye-bye. Mark Gordon, SB Nation, joining us here on SB Nation Radio with his thoughts on Clemson versus Auburn from a Clemson Tigers perspective. When we come back, we'll dive deeper and continue to work our way through week 1 of the NFL slate and also week 2 of the college slate. It's going to be pretty rapid-fire fashion as we got a lot of games to get to and not much time to do it, but we'll cover as much ground as we can next here on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. I'm Joe Spano in New York, Chris Tubbs in Houston. Keep it where it is.